Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. US President Donald Trump dials Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders discuss West Asia situation and stress the importance of keeping Strait of Hormuz open and secure. Prime Minister inaugurates Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor, says corridor will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism. Samrat Chaudhary to take oath as first BJP Chief Minister of Bihar tomorrow. Election buzz grows louder for West Bengal and Tamil Nadu Assembly polls as top leaders intensify their outreach to voters in both states. 9 workers killed in an explosion at a power plant in Sakti district of Chhattisgarh. Rich tributes paid to Chief Architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his birth anniversary across the country. And in IPL cricket, match underway between hosts Chennai Super Kings and Kolkata Knight Riders. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. The government has said that despite global uncertainties affecting the Strait of Hormuz, 100% supply is being maintained for domestic LPG, PNG and CNG in the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has assured that adequate stocks of petrol, diesel and LPG are available across the country and no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorship. In a statement, the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways stated that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe. The Ministry of External Affairs informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held discussions with his counterparts from Kuwait, Israel, Singapore and Australia to review the regional developments and ensure the safety of Indian nationals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Uttarakhand this afternoon. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism.
Dehradun Delhi economic corridor se is pure kshetra ka kayakalp hone ja raha hai. Pehla fayda to ye hai ki isse samay bachega, aana jana sasta aur tez hoga aur dusra bada fayda rozgar ka hoga. Ab iske nirman mein 12,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च हुए तो हजारों श्रमिकों को काम मिला. साथियों, इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा. देहरादून, हरिद्वार, ऋषिकेश, मसूरी और चार धाम यात्रा के लिए ये सबसे प्रमुख मार्ग बनेगा.
The Prime Minister said Uttarakhand has shown the way to the entire country by advancing the constitutional aspiration of a uniform civil code.
देश में समान नागरिक संहिता लागू हो, यह हमारे संविधान की अपेक्षा है. उत्तराखंड ने संविधान की इस भावना को आगे बढ़कर और उस भावना को आगे बढ़ाकर पूरे देश को राह दिखाई है.
Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary will take oath as the new Chief Minister of the state tomorrow. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna at 11 a.m. Earlier in the day, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as the leader during NDA Legislature Party meeting this afternoon. Earlier in the afternoon, a meeting of the BJP Legislative Party was held at the party's state headquarters in Patna. Later, Party's central observer and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced the election of Mr. Chaudhary as the leader of the BJP Legislative Party.
Under the guidance of Nitish Kumar and with the blessing of the Prime Minister and the central leadership, Samrat Chaudhary will script a new chapter of development in Bihar. Along with the leadership of the entire party and our fellow MLAs here, we will all work together to make Bihar a leading state of India.
The development comes following resignation of JDU President Nitish Kumar as Chief Minister of Bihar after his election to the Rajya Sabha recently. Talking to reporters, BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary, who is an MLA from Tarapur, emphasized that it is an opportunity to serve the people of Bihar and to realize their trust and dreams. BJP is the single largest party in the 243-member Bihar Assembly with 89 MLAs. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the party workers of West Bengal under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad through Namo app. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state.
बीते दिनों मुझे बंगाल के हर हिस्से में जाने का लोगों से मिलने का अवसर मिला है जो ऊर्जा जो उत्साह जो जोश मैं बीजेपी के प्रति देख रहा हूं वो अद्भुत है ये आप बूथ के स्तर के सभी कार्यकर्ताओं की मेहनत का परिणाम है मेरा बूथ सबसे मजबूत इस मंत्र के साथ आप टीएमसी की निर्मम सरकार के भय और बीजेपी के भरोसे को बहुत अच्छे से अपने बूथ पर लोगों तक पहुंचा रहे हैं
सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर अमित शाह स्पीकिंग एट अ पोल रैली इन द दक्षिण दिनाजपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट टुडे प्रॉमिस्ड दैट यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड विल बी इंट्रोड्यूस्ड इन वेस्ट बंगाल इफ बीजेपी इज वोटेड टू पावर ही सेड पार्टी विल वर्क टू एंड पॉलिटिकल वायलेंस सिंडिकेट राज एंड इविक्ट इन्फिल्ट्रेटर्स फ्रॉम द स्टेट
उत्तर बंग के लिए
For North Bengal, a separate 600-bed cancer hospital equipped with all modern technologies will be established. To empower the youth, the Bharatiya Janata Party government will set up an IIT and an IIM. Additionally, the Bharatiya Janata Party will establish a sports university.
Sports university ki sthapna Bharatiya Janata Party karegi.
Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth.
84 lakh youth have applied for unemployment allowance. Mamta ji had promised jobs to 5 lakh people, yet 84 lakh youth have demanded unemployment allowance. It seems like a mockery of Bengal.
TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Paschim Medinipur and Purbo Medinipur districts. The assembly election in West Bengal will be held in two phases. The first phase of the election will be held on the 23rd of April and the second on 29th April. In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at the Darjeeling constituency in West Bengal, which will go to polls in the first phase.
The electorate comprises more than 2,15,000 voters. The incumbent MLA Nira Tamang Jimba is from Bharatiya Janata Party. Six candidates, including two independents, are on the fray. BJP fielded Noman Rai in this assembly election, while Trinamool Congress supported Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha candidate is Bijoy Kumar Rai. Congress's candidate is Madhav Rai. BJP is campaigning to win the hearts of voters, while Trinamool Congress has reposed faith on its ally Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha to win the seat. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Madathukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. DMK President and Chief Minister M. K. Stalin held public meeting in Vellore, highlighting his government's achievements. DMK leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin campaigned in Kanyakumari, outlining welfare measures and achievements of the state government, particularly for students and women. AIADMK General Secretary Idappadi Palaniswamy, during rallies in Tiruchirappalli and Theni, alleged a decline in law and order under the DMK government. Single-phase polling will be held in the state on the 23rd of this month. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the need for a tech-savvy and skilled workforce to address the rapidly changing dynamics of national security. The president was addressing the fifth convocation of Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar today.
देश की प्रगति और विकास के लिए आंतरिक सुरक्षा अनिवार्य है। आने वाले समय में सुरक्षा परिपुष्ट और जटिल होती जाएगी। कुछ वर्ष पहले तो हम डिजिटल अरेस्ट, साइबर क्राइम, फिशिंग अटैक्स जैसे शब्दों से परिचित नहीं थे, लेकिन ये आज बहुत बड़े खतरे के रूप में हमारे सामने है।
The nation paid rich tributes to the chief of architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Baba Saheb on the occasion. President Murmu addressed the Samajik Samrasta Mahotsav at Gandhinagar in Gujarat. She appealed to the people to move beyond caste divisions and work towards an inclusive society. The Vice President addressed the second Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar Memorial Lecture in New Delhi. He said that Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar showed that true freedom begins with education.
A man, a leader, a guru who never get tired of things, rather fight against all the odds, which is against the social justice. By his sheer grit and intelligence, he was able to proceed for higher studies to the USA, UK, and then to Germany. He chose the hardest of the subjects for his studies, law, economics, sociology, political science, philosophy, anthropology, and public policy.
Earlier in the day, the Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, and several other leaders paid tributes to Baba Saheb at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament premises in New Delhi. Chief Justice of India Surya Kant and other Supreme Court judges paid homage to Dr. B. R. Ambedkar at the Apex Court premises. Reports also came from several states and union territories, including Nagaland, Haryana and Maharashtra, on events being organized to mark the day. In Chhattisgarh, at least 9 workers were killed in a boiler explosion at a power plant in Sakti district today. Over 40 workers sustained burn injuries, with 8 reported to be in critical condition. The plant is located in Singhantarai village of Dabra block. The injured have been admitted to nearby hospitals. Police and administrative teams are carrying out relief and rescue operations. Superintendent of Police Prafulla Thakur said the cause of the explosion is yet to be ascertained and an investigation is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings were 183 for 5 in 18.5 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders when reports last came in. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and elected to bowl first. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, today said that India's growth outlook remains resilient despite rising global uncertainty triggered by the West Asia conflict. Talking to media, the chief economist of the IMF, Pierre Olivia Gohansha, said India is projected to grow around 6.5% this year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. U.S. President Donald Trump dials Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders discussed West Asia situation and stressed the importance of keeping Strait of Hormuz open and secure. Prime Minister inaugurates Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor, says corridor will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism. Samrat Chaudhary to take oath as first BJP Chief Minister of Bihar tomorrow. Election buzz grows louder for West Bengal and Tamil Nadu Assembly polls. 9 workers killed in an explosion at a power plant in Sakti district of Chhattisgarh. Rich tributes paid to Chief Architect of Indian Constitution Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary across the country. And IPL cricket match underway between host Chennai Super Kings and Kolkata Knight Riders. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.